Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Gerard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker.
Here. The flag salute will be led by Representative Phil Barnhart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be a moment of silence. Courtesies. Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, today is Public Health Day at the Capitol, and we have with us the Public Health Alignment, which includes students from North Salem High School, Dexter McCarty Middle School, the Washington County Youth Advisory Committee, the Oregon Public Health Association, the Community Health Partnership, Upstream Public Health, Healthy Smiles Coalition, the Coalition of Local Health Officials, Tobacco Free Coalition, and the American Heart Association. Would you all stand up so we can see where you are? Welcome to the Capitol. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Mr. Hartford, Ryan, I have a little problem up here. Could you come up here? Folks, I think many of you know Ryan Hartford, and we had a little problem at the desk we needed him out here personally to help us with, and that is that today is his last day, and we're going to be missing his services considerably. How many years have you been assisting us?
Four and a half.
4.5 years, helping make sure the technology runs right, and he is going to be heading off to Nike. We're going to have a gathering for him 1:30 to 3 p.m. in the orientation room. And can you all join me in thanking him for his years of service? Representative Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. I'd like you to welcome to the Capitol today Jen Geiger. Jen is a native Oregonian. She earned her bachelor's degree in religious studies from Williams College in Massachusetts, then worked in Washington, D.C. at the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, and she also worked for the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom in Philadelphia. She returned to Oregon to attend law school, my alma mater, the University of Oregon School of Law. She has clerked for the Federal Public Defender's Office and the City of Eugene. She is has most recently clerked for U.S. District Judge Aiken in Eugene. She is taking a class in law school on legislative issues, and she will be here as my legislative intern on Thursdays. Please make her feel welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Today is Representative Paul Holvey's birthday. Paul, happy birthday. Further courtesies. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading, memorials and resolutions.
H.R. 11 recognizes September 2007 as Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month.
Measure read first time has passed the speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 5048, relating to financial administration of the Department of Transportation, declaring emergency. House Bill 2435, relating to vehicle appraiser certificates. House Bill 2436, relating to total vehicles. House Bill 2437, relating to vehicle dealer certificates. House Bill 2438, relating to vehicle dealers. House Bill 2439, relating to city by the Department of Transportation. House Bill 2443, relating to off-premise sales licenses.
Bills read first time or passed the speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business line on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Effective immediately, I'm establishing a House Guidelines Committee pursuant to House Rule 19.60 and making the following appointments. Representative Sarah Gelser, Chair, Representative Phil Barnhart, and Representative Dennis Richardson, members. Effective immediately, I'm appointing the following Vice Chairs to Ways and Means Subcommittees. Representative Nancy Nathanson, Vice Chair of Ways and Means. Representative Jackie Dingfelder, Vice Chair, Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Representative Carolyn Tomei, Vice Chair, Ways and Means Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. Representative Debbie Boone, Vice Chair, Ways and Means Subcommittee on Human Services. Effective immediately, I'm making the following changes to House committees. Discharge Representative Scott Brune from the Human Services Committee and appoint Representative Vic Gillian to the Human Services Committee. Discharge Representative Dennis Richardson from the Consumer Protection Committee and appoint Representative Patty Smith to the Consumer Protection Committee. Discharge Karen Minnis from the Full Health Care Committee and appoint Representative Ron Maurer to the Full Health Care Committee. Any other announcements? Remonstrances. Adjournment. Representative Morgan, 11 a.m. Friday, January 12, 2007.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. February 12, or January 12? Whatever. So moved.
It would throw a bit of a major flaw in if we adjourn until February 12. Representative Morgan moves the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Friday, January 12, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.